This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, greetings once again to everybody out there at TFMR. It's your pal and humble host, Herd Ferguson, coming at you Wednesday, July the 11th, 2018, a truly miserable day across the precious metals and commodity sector. And I think we probably should take some time today to go in depth about some current issues and maybe talk about some stuff we don't usually talk about, because this is getting to be rather concerning on very many levels, not just for the precious metals. I just, as you'll see when we get to the charts, I'm starting to wonder how much this year looks like 2008. Yeah, maybe that's too strong. Maybe it's only just in like 2014 and 15. Either way, I'm starting to wonder if the proper play here isn't to be fully hedged. If you've got equity positions in particular, you know, if you've got some mutual funds, if you've got an IRA, 401k, that kind of stuff, if now isn't the time to start taking some proactive measures to hedge yourself against some significant decline. Again, not just in the metals, but across the board. There are a lot of interesting things going on, not the least of which is the metals. I mean, we're talking the stock market, we're talking the bond market, we're talking foreign currencies, we're talking about emerging market currencies, we're talking about everything. I'm telling you, this summer, again, it feels a lot like 2007 or maybe even 2008, and we're starting to see the action now in the whole commodity space that reminds me of that period. Not only commodities in general today, but they came after crude oil pretty hard today too. And you'll recall crude oil had that run up 10 years ago where it got all the way to $150, and it was the smash in crude oil. I don't want to say it was directly related to everything that happened in the global equity markets in the months that followed, but there had to be some connection there. I mean, we know the equity markets had a lot to do with credit default swaps and CMOs and CDOs and insolvent banks and all that kind of stuff. But there was a reckoning that was coming, and it began in the commodity sector, and I just wonder, I'm starting to wonder. Let's just leave it at that. If anything, it leaves me extraordinarily frustrated. Because I fully recognize I'm the one who spent a lot of time in the first quarter of this year talking about the rising tide that lifts all boats and that nobody cares, revisited, and what happens as asset managers start to rebalance into the commodity sector being the only sector undervalued and all that kind of stuff. That certainly isn't working out very well, is it? And so I think what we should probably start with today is kind of an overall assessment of where we are. I mean, the stock market was down 200 points. Mining shares got washed out for, 3%. Bond market was rallying. The 2-10 yield curve flattened even more down to 26 basis points. The dollar is soaring. And if you put all this back together, it leads us back to what has been the hot topic, at least for me, for about the last week. And that is why is suddenly the price of COMEX gold, the world recognized price of gold, almost inexorably linked to the value of the Chinese yuan? Why? Well, this link began to appear last year. Really started to kick in this year when the prior link to the dollar yen went away. And now it's almost tick for tick. And you're probably already looking at the charts on this page. We'll talk about them more here in just a minute. I've asked you to read, I'm sure you probably have by now, the article that I wrote yesterday for Sprott. Rather timely, as it turns out. Because as we wrapped up the podcast yesterday, and as I was getting it posted, news hit about Trump and his detailed list of $200 billion worth of tariffs on China, and how That was going to impact things. What's China going to do next? It's the first, you know, real trade war kicking off. Well, I'll tell you what happened. The dollar soared, especially during the day today here in the U.S., and that pushed that offshore yuan, you know, that dollar-yen exchange rate. They peg it, but it's allowed to float. And the yen has been devaluing against the dollar rather significantly. It's now down, what, 6% in the last, I don't know, I have to look at the chart, 6 weeks? Okay, this is a big move, very big move. And you wonder, again, what are the Chinese trying to do here? Well, clearly they're trying to weaken their currency for a number of reasons. The soaring dollar, you know, I mean, like all emerging markets, that affects emerging market currencies. But for the Chinese, if we're going to make their products more expensive through tariffs, then they can just weaken their currency to try to counter that on top of all of the other stresses that come from a strong dollar. So that's what they're trying to do. And the dollar or the yen dollar, geez, I can't even speak right. The yuan dollar today was down 0.8%. COMEX gold down 1%. And again, we'll talk about these charts in a minute, but here's what I want to think about. And here's where this is relevant, I guess, to the everything we've always done here. One of the thoughts that we've always had is about the manipulator. You know, we lay it at the feet of the bullion banks and the biz, the central banks, and all that kind of stuff. But you've been around here long enough. We've also revisited from time to time a theory that it's the Chinese behind it. And you recall this, again, if you've been a member here for a while. You know how back in the 80s, the Chinese had figured out that if they had a massive order, you know, there's drought or something like that, and they knew they're going to have to buy a shitload of U.S. soybeans, that in the weeks and months before, the Chinese had come to the Chicago Board of Trade and just sell the shit out of soybean futures, smashing the price through futures trading and then taking delivery of soybeans. Obviously, if the price is down, get a lot more bang for your buck, right? You can buy maybe 30% more soybeans. Okay? That's commonly known that that's how they used to operate. And so we've speculated from time to time, well, maybe, I mean, we have no way of knowing, but maybe the Chinese are involved behind the suppression, not only gold and silver, all commodities, because they're taking in so many raw materials. Maybe it's the Chinese that are involved. We know about their insatiable appetite for gold. We've documented that for years. All the gold leaving the West, going to China, all that kind of stuff, right? Okay. Well, let's go down this road with this now sudden, almost tick for tick, yuan gold correlation. Again, if China is acquiring the West's gold, or the U.S.'s gold, whatever, gold is primarily priced in dollars, right? Well, if the Chinese are being forced to weaken their currency, that gold that they are buying becomes more expensive, right? It's just like anything else. You know, if the dollar is weakening against the euro, it becomes more expensive for me to take a trip to France. Right? We all know how that works, right? Okay. So if the yuan is weakening against the dollar, it makes it more expensive to buy stuff that's valued in dollars. So now all of a sudden, China has a motive, don't they? They're consistently acquiring gold from the U.S. If the yuan's going to get weaker, it's going to make dollar gold more expensive. So all of a sudden, China has a motive. If they can peg, if they can actively intervene, as they have for decades in other markets, if they can actively intervene in the gold market, if they can run the algos, if they can overwhelm everybody else and peg gold to the yuan, so as yuan devalues, dollar gold goes down. Again, they've pegged gold to the yuan. And so as they devalue the yuan, gold is not more expensive. It stays the same if they move one for one, as they have now for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Not only does this raise my suspicions, at least, that maybe China really is the manipulator here. Something to think about. Let's take it one step further. Follow me again. If your currency weakens, if the dollar gets weak against, again, the euro, it's more expensive for me to take a trip because my dollar buys less in France than it used to. So if the yuan weakens against the dollar, it's more expensive for a Chinese citizen to come over to the U.S. and buy stuff, right? What's the difference? If it's a Chinese citizen buying stuff in Seattle versus the Chinese government buying dollar-priced gold. So, the Chinese, because they have this overwhelming power, unlimited power, all the cash they have, right? Willing participants and bullion banks to help them out. Chinese set up the algos to smash and sell gold futures with every downtick in that CNY USD, pegging them one for one, so that if they devalue the yuan, gold price drops. It's basically the same percentage, and they can continue acquiring all of the West gold at the same rate. Doesn't matter when it's going up. Okay, that's fine. That works out just fine for them. When the value of the yuan's going up versus the dollar, and the gold's going up, that works fine too, which is what we've seen now. Again, for a while. But now recently we've got this lockstep. All right, let's take this one more point and then we'll try to wrap up for today. If this is all true, if I'm right in speculating this, and the Chinese have gone to the trouble of pegging the yuan to gold because they know they're going to be devaluing their currency because of all this other stuff that's going on, what do you think is going to happen to the yuan? Is it going to get even weaker from here? I mean, they wouldn't go to all this trouble to set up this stuff if it was just going to be a little 5 or 6% devaluation. People have talked for years about what would happen if they devalued 10% overnight or 20% overnight. Yeah, what would happen? Remember what happened? August 2015, a 3% devaluation sent the U.S. stock market down 10%. Would the Chinese go to all this trouble if they thought this was all the devaluation they were going to need to do? I don't think so. And if there's a lot more dollar appreciation, tariffs, and yuan devaluation to come, well, then you can bet your ass gold's going down further. But maybe even more importantly, get back to the very beginning of what I said about buying puts and being fully hedged. What do you think is going to happen to the stock market if they devalue another 10% from here based on what's happened in the past? And again, you're already seeing signs that look like 2008. Crude oil getting smashed, commodities all going down. I'm afraid this is going to be the theme of the summer, my friend. Our thoughts of a big rally, yeah, it could still happen. Dollar could roll over, the yuan could rally back, and gold could go back up to 1350. Maybe everything will be just fine. But as we sit here on July the 11th, this is the more pressing concern. This is what you need to be thinking about. Not just your gold and silver investments. Now, I believe, is the time to consider being fully hedged for your stock market exposure too. Okay? All right, so a handful of charts here. I realize we've already been at this 13 minutes, so let me just show you what I'm looking at. Again, here's a first thing is a snapshot I took from a Zero Hedge article showing you the Bloomberg Commodity Index and a line of Zero Hedge text says the weakness has been so broad-based today that the BCI is down 2.7% in one day, the biggest one-day drop since July of 2015. There's those dates again. July of 2015, what was going on? Yuan was devaluing. And then what happened a month later? The stock market crashed. There was that Blue Monday when they barely even get the fucker opened because of all the only reason they were able to save it was because of all the 5% trading collars. Another warning sign. Next, your entire right next to that, that chart is your entire board. Most of, at least as much as I could screenshot, everything down. Not just gold and silver. Copper down another 3%. Crude down almost 5%. Heating oil down 5%. Aluminum down 1.25%. Zinc down 2.6%. Lead down nearly 5%. Go down to the grain. Soybeans down 2.5%. Corn down 1.9%. Wheat down 3%. Everything. Everything. Again, I couldn't be more dead wrong at this point in the year about a rising tide and interesting commodities. It's all going the other way. Again, almost exactly like 2008. So now check this out. Here's your string of charts of gold and that yuan dollar. What's commonly quoted, just like the dollar yen, they quote the dollar yuan. You got to invert it to see the correlation, the yuan dollar. So here they are, side by side. Do you think they look alike over the last 90 days? And then the next chart over, you just plot them together. Here's the last 20 days. You've seen this now here countless times in the last couple of days. Obviously, moving tick for tick, like I said, yuan down 0.8% today, gold down 1%. And then, just for fun, I print them off. I can't tell the difference. Can you? This is a zoom in of the lower right corner of those first two charts. The three-month chart of the yuan dollar and the three-month chart of gold. We're looking at the lower right corner. Can you tell one from the other? Can you tell me which one is gold and which one is the yuan? I guess now I can tell because I know we had that engulfing candle back on the 2nd or 3rd of July. So that should tell you which one is which. That's tick for tick. Who has the power to do this? Only a sovereign like People's Bank of China and all their sovereign wealth funds and hedge funds and all the other shit that they've got to run the algos, to make this happen, to make this link happen so that the yuan price of gold never changes. Thus, as they weaken the yuan, they can continue to acquire gold at the same rate. Got to think about this and what that means. It means they're probably not done weakening the yuan. Okay? You with me? I made that point clear enough? All right. Of course, silver got smashed today too. Like I said, down almost 2%. Right back down to where it was on the 1st of July, looking like it wants to go further down. I don't know what else to tell you. So, we don't usually talk about this very much. It's no fun to talk about. I don't think from a COT perspective, and I don't think from a real world perspective that these prices are possible. Okay? What I'm about to show you next. I just don't. I think there's enough awareness now. I think people understand better than 10 years ago the value, where the situation we're in. Nobody was thinking about this stuff 10 years ago, right? About the world, you know, all the banks being dead and $15 trillion in QE and sound money. Nobody was talking about that shit 10 years ago. So there's a much better understanding of the value of physical gold and silver, right? You got mining costs, you know, all in sustainable costs up at $16 and $1,200 and all that kind of stuff, right? But I wanted to show you what happened 10 years ago this summer. So your last two charts are the monthly charts of gold and silver. In July of 2008, the intra-month high for COMEX gold, $989.60. By the time we got to October, and again, everything that was going on in October 2008 with Lehman and AIG and all that stuff, gold traded as low as $681. I didn't do the percentages, but you can see that's about 30%. That's, nobody wants to see gold fall 30% from here. I'd be buying so much physical at that point, as I'm sure you would as well. And of course, obviously, it became clear. You see what happened next. But what I'm pointing out to you, the situation looks a lot like 10 years ago, right now, all of a sudden. You got to be aware of these possibilities. And then, of course, silver. July of 2008. Hit $19.38. Now, I don't even want to talk about how 10 years later it's down $4 from there. That's just unbelievable. For the point of this conversation, 90 days later in October 2008, it hit an intraday low of $8.40. What's that, 60%? Look, I'm not sitting here trying to tell you, oh, God, so silver now is going to collapse 60%. For all the reasons I just mentioned, you know, mining costs are different, awareness is different, people buying physical is different, all that stuff. But the implications, if we're reading this right, all of a sudden here's this link of yuan and gold. All the other events that are going on in the world, geopolitically, politically, financially, the tariffs, the trade wars, Brexit, all this other stuff. If it is true, as it appears, that the People's Bank of China and all their surrogates have set up a program to link the dollar price of gold to the yuan dollar. So that as the yuan weakens versus a dollar, the dollar price of gold goes down the same amount. If that's the case, they wouldn't have gone to all that trouble just for what has taken place thus far. You'd go to all that trouble because you know what you're going to be doing soon. And if that's what they're going to be doing soon, not only obviously are the metals going to fall farther, but as we began this call, now is the time. If I had any cash, I just don't really feel like doing this because I just haven't made much money in options lately. If I had any cash, I think I'd probably buy some out-of-the-money puts on the S&P. And if you got big equity investments, you know, big 401k still at your employer, that kind of stuff, might be time to think about putting on some hedges. All right, that's it. That's it for today. We'll see what tomorrow brings. I hope there's some value in what we've talked about. I don't think you're going to get this discussion anywhere else on the internet, certainly not any other precious metals focus site. But we're trying to be full service around here and look at the big picture. We may not get it right all the time, but at least hopefully we're giving you some stuff to think about. Have a great rest of your day. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, this is your pal, Turd Ferguson, signing off. And I'm out.